Costello. You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Michael Clarke scored an unbeaten century to guide Australia to stumps on day one of the first test against India in Chennai on 316 for seven. His 103 came from 169 balls, and although he was given excellent support from debutant Moises Enriquez, through Ravichandran Ashwin's 5-wicket haul, India kept themselves very much in the game. Enriquez came to the crease with a score reading 153 for 5, showing his mettle with 68 after David Warner had proved his fitness by hitting 59. Ashwin finished the day with 6 for 88, and Ravindra Jadeja was the only other player to take a wicket. Innings of 92 from Hashim Amla and 98 not out from AB de Villiers meant that South Africa closed day one of the final test against Pakistan on a very healthy 334 for 6. Pakistan did begin well and arguably had the better of the first half of the day, despite missing their two most experienced pace bowlers due to injury. However, Amla added 79 with de Villiers before falling prior to tee for 92, while de Villiers and Vernon Philander then frustrated Pakistan with a combative, unbroken 7-wicket partnership of 86. Thrilling centuries from Johnson Charles and Darren Bravo were the highlights as West Indies smashed their way to 337 for 4 in the first one-day international against Zimbabwe. Charles made 130 in 111 balls before Bravo's maiden ODI ton came up in 71 balls, his 100th run hit from the final ball. Kieran Powell had also earlier hit a half century. West Indies women might have been comprehensively beaten in the World Cup final 5 days ago, but they put that disappointment behind them with a 4-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the first one-day international in Dambulla. They were tested at times by Sri Lanka, who finished the World Cup in 5th, but eventually proved too strong for their ever-improving opponents. Batting first, Sri Lanka posted 164 for 9, struggling to build partnerships, and the West Indies, inspired by Deandra Dottin's 43 and 39 deliveries, reached their target with some 12 overs to spare. The second game in the three-match series is on Sunday.